Hi, how are you? I get to follow up with a bit further discussion about campaigns.
I don't think that event is being used.
These are the people that we've worked with for the for what we've done and the information that we'll present here. There should be a slide before that. Well, there's not. Okay, SIDS and SUID is the third leading cause of infant mortality in the United States. Basically, what I'm going to do in the beginning of the presentation is just to give you a highlight of some rates in the United States so that I can compare those with those in New Zealand and then talk about differences in the campaigns in the two locations. You can see all the way from Back to Sleep campaign began in 1994. The Safe to Sleep, someplace around 2013, you can see that there has been on average, a decrease in SIDS deaths, about 50% from 1991 to 2008. The focus of the campaigns is to take the data, research, and science regarding safe sleep spaces and to create a health message around that area. The issue is that the disparities remain in the number of deaths across many groups in the United States. In 2009, the rate for black infants was 84% higher than it was for white infants. It was very similar for infants in Alaskan Native infants, which you can see by this chart. The numbers are rather striking and severe. This is in 2007. So one of the things to note is that there, although the SIDS deaths are declining, the disparity is really quite quite constant, and this just gives you the infant deaths in those areas. So the question becomes, as Dean has pointed out, there are many campaigns that look at how to address this issue, how to provide the information, the science that we know, in a helpful manner to families so that we can target this this campaign. And in 2013, there was a shift from the Back to Sleep campaign to the Safe to Sleep campaign, and in general, the focus was to provide fairly similar information, but through messengers that might be more respected or heard, particularly by those cultural groups who had higher rates of SIDS. Here's where I'd like to begin to talk about the campaigns that have gone on in New Zealand, because they can help to show us where our campaigns are and where we're going. New Zealand started with, as most countries did, taking the Back to Sleep campaign, which they began, and they had a decrease in SIDS rate similar to that that was in the United States. In 1994, the Maori culture in New Zealand, which is in many ways demographically very similar to our African American population here, there was a similar disparity in SIDS deaths between Pākehā, which were the white settlers in New Zealand, everyone's a settler in New Zealand, and the Maori, who were the Polynesian settlers in New Zealand. And you can see that in 1994 there was a huge disparity. They created a message through the Maori Health Board that was very, very closely aligned with the differences that are part of the Safe to Sleep campaign that we've begun in the United States, and that the message was provided by women in the older women in the Maori culture, and provided more along the lines of what was what would be a more culturally appropriate message. You can see after that that SIDS rates declined, and the disparity became a little bit smaller. But what was the concern in New Zealand was that the SIDS rates were still very high, and the disparity was still very evident. And from that, they moved past what is similar to our Safe to sleep campaign and moved to a campaign that focused not that focused more on the science of what is protective for an infant while they're sleeping, and packaged that message in a manner to move away from what is safe. Many of our messages and many of our campaigns try to paint a picture of what is one safe environment for an infant to sleep. And as Dr. McKenna has pointed out, the sleep is a very fluid sort of state, and people do many different things across the night. So what isn't focusing on a what of what the science is not particularly helpful. So moving from what to why a space is safe or unsafe is the next message that they had in New Zealand, and that was the Safe to Sleep Infant Blitz. And what that did was to focus on the why. What makes a safe space? What is it that the infant needs to be safe? And if that hadn't magically returned back to category name, that would be the triple risk model, and it would say the infant vulnerability, the age, and the context. So what the message does is to actually tell, share the information that you need to keep the air pipe open, the nose and the mouth clear, baby on his back, provides this information, talks about breastfeeding being important, and it moves forward with that message of why. What they're finding in New Zealand is, they also use, if you look on the left, a PepiPod for a baby who might be at very high risk of SIDS because of premature birth, exposure to smoke, or something else. They will put them in a PepiPod, which allows you to keep the baby near. It increases the attachment, it increases the breastfeeding, and it keeps the baby safe, and you can put the space in their bed. And with this, what they have found, using these as tools for protection, what they have found is that the SIDS deaths have significantly decreased, and the disparity has significantly decreased as well. And so in terms of what we might look toward in terms of how we share information is to share that information that a mother can actually use across the different sleep environments that she and her infant will be in, so that they can choose safe locations within the context of how they would like to sleep. There's more, but I will stop.
No,
there.
You have,
yes.
You have two more minutes.
Oh, do I have two more minutes?
Yeah.
I don't know that I have very much else to say. I'm told that I like to keep making points, so it might have been we might have. Yeah, we'll just stop here. But it's very important that rather than telling somebody what to do, that you tell them why what might be one thing they could do is important, so that you are respectful to them in terms of making decisions in what is always a very fluctuating and complicated situation. Thank you.